Praise Jesus much. We want to move on. I am by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman. And a Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. We base in this ministry. Of the full knowledge of God. And to move rich unto you. The sixth standard strategy of God. Of fulfilling his worldwide. Fulfilling his worldwide promised call. Praise Jesus much. And this sixth standard strategy. Known as the harvesters of human spirits, to get them from this earth, to take them back to heaven, as we save them from hell and the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These harvesters of human spirits,
they
get them from earth, take them back to heaven. We work under two goddess heavenly governments on the earth.
Government is
the first government.
Government
God is heavenly government of the earth.
It
has a responsibility to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth.
It
see that the counsel of God who is in heaven, it is established on the earth.
Government,
the second government, it is the central government, known as God is government and governments of the world, has a responsibility to see that it reconciles governments of the world.
Government
God is heavenly government which works in the church.
Government
move proof governments of the world.
Government
God is heavenly government.
Or
that God rules in their government.
99%. Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we decided
department
on the each department.
Government is in a bid.
Each of these two governments decided to begin with eight departments,
which
make up God's heavenly governments on the earth. It means when we finish them, we have to go see the eight departments, which make up the central government. God is government in the governments of the world. But in this time, we still concluding the eight departments, which make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
We began with the first department of the Holy Church of God on the earth. And we moved to the second department of the deacons and the bishops. And we moved to the third department, judges of the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Even
their responsibilities as they are. We moved to the fourth department. Elders of Holy Church of God on the earth. Is their responsibility as they are.
We
move to the fifth department. Our brethren, the musicians. Those who lead the praise and the worship of God in spirit and truth. As we sing with God. After we move to sixth department. Department of the teaching priest.
In
the Holy Church of God on the earth. Even their responsibilities as they are of revealing the full knowledge of God, His glory, even the works of His hands in the entire heavens and earth. Praise Jesus much. After we move to seventh department, department of holy angels of God, in the Holy Church of God on the earth, in there are seven groups. Even their responsibilities as they are. In this time, we move to conclude the eighth department.
Department
the eighth department
government
of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department
of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. In the Holy Church of God on the earth. We move to the third part.
And
still move on in this time. To see the seven divisions. The seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. Even the seven priests. Will present them on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Began on the first division.
Division is okay.
First division of Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Division eyomoyo wa magezi ga Katonda.
Division of Spirit of Wisdom of God.
Avunanyizibwa okulaba.
Responsible to say.
Avunanyizibwa okulabisa amagezi agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
One responsible manifest wisdom in the Word of God.
Ngaita mukuvunura.
As he passed through interpreting.
N'okunyonyola.
Even explaining.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The Word of God. Without twisting meaning, no subtraction neither to add in any.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We saw on him many things. When we began with Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. Anytime we deny the word of God, what wisdom is within us, and we understood that the spirit of wisdom of God manifested the entire wisdom of God in the word of God, the holy scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Holy Scriptures, the Holy Book of God, the Holy Book, the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we were told that people with wisdom, that in the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, they are ones who can interpret.
According
to Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and the verse 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Who has wisdom among you? Who can interpret the things?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we saw that anytime we've gathered,
interpret
manifest wisdom in the word, it has to be manifest. According to what is in the First Corinthians, chapter 14, start from verse 26.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That when we gather, there has to be interpretation. What manifest wisdom in the word of God?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes.
We are different now.
We were together there.
We
are told when one has wisdom in the word of God. There is no any proverb, parable, his way.
There
is no dream, neither a vision, which he cannot interpret. For parables mean wisdom, instructing passing through understanding. As
we
read in the Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, passing
the summary through all those, we understood
that
anytime we are in the wisdom in the word of God, have not twisted the meaning.
As
read in the 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 up to 16,
and
we've not twisted the meaning.
But
when you twist the meaning, you shift from wisdom in the word of God. Explain things that are heavens and earth,
even
entire new heavens and new earth, those put above all the heavens. People reach there, what you explained, they are not ones there for twisting meaning. We understood those who twist meaning,
yeah,
people who subtract from the word of God, and they add in it what they want. And them to add on the plagues,
and
they are blotted from the book of life. Revelation 22, verse 18 and verse 19.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the same way, we were told
that
if we are in the wisdom in the word of God, the only wise God is with us. So in Jude 1, verse 25, that is the only wise God.
He
appears where there is wisdom of his words.
Join
on Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 to 7.
This
God has taught us our wisdom unto nations and understanding, and they are one which mean that God is near us as we call him. Yes,
I
hope we are together all through there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we were told that there is a priest, one of the seven priests, makes a group of those responsible on the wisdom in the word of God. These are in both missions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So there is a priest on the seven teaching priests, makes up group of those priests responsible always to watch over wisdom in the word of God,
and
not joined on stories of people. Yes. And the word of God never separate from it. They don't ordinate. Let's begin from Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6 from 14 to 16.
Agamba what?
He says it like this.
Joshua esule yomukaga nolunyirwe 13.
Joshua chapter 6 from verse 13.
Nebakabona omusanvu abasitula engombo omusanvu ez'amayembe g'endiga ensajja nga bazikulembeza essanduuko ya Mukama ne bagenda obutalinda ne bafuuwa engombe n'abalina ebyokulwanyisa nga babakulembedde n'ab'emabega ne bagoberera essanduuko ya Mukama nga bafuuwa engombe nga batambula.
And the seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. Yes. These are seven priests who have seven trumpets of God. We get out one priest, one with the first trumpet.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
there watch over the ark of the covenant, where there is the word of God. It's the Bible right now that we have, to see that the wisdom which is in the word of God is moved in every place without subtracting and adding it, without twisting, without involving human stories. Let us repeat that verse. Verse
14
to
enter 16.
Joshua chapter 6, verse 14.
Nebakabona omusanvu, abasitule ngombe omusanvu ez'amayembe g'endiga ensajja, nga bazikulembeza essanduuko ya Mukama ne bagenda obutalinda, ne bafuuwa engombe, nga balina ebyokulwanyisa, nga balina ebyokulwanyisa, n'abalina ebyokulwanyisa, nga babakulembedde. Nti nabe mabega ne babagoberera essanduuko ya Mukama nga bafuuwa engombe nga batambula.
And seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. Yes. These priests who have the seven trumpets, the entire army of God, the host of Christ ministering,
and
they look to the ark of the covenant. It's the Bible. These seven priests, they appear as they command, and they must be seeing that the wisdom in the word of God, right now the ark of the covenant that we have, the Bible, and it is manifested, and there is interpretation which is in the wisdom in the word of God,
and
to explain, and they have not twisted meaning,
they've
not subtracted from it,
and
they have not added in it.
And
was they said done that this priest moved under the 7 days?
Well,
it represented the seven spirits of God. Let's read verse 14.
Joshua esule yomukaga nolinyirwa 14.
Joshua chapter 6, verse 14.
Nekulunaku olwokubiri, nebetolola ekibuga omurundi gumu, nebaddayo mu lusisira,
And the second day, they marched around the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. Verse
15. Nebetolole ekibuga emirundi musanvu bwe batyo. Naye ku lunaku olwo, betolole ekibuga emirundi musanvu.
And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about dawning of the day and marched around the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they marched around the city 7 times. Yes.
Bakola emirundi enaku musanvu.
They marched 7 days.
Ate kunaku olwo musanvu.
On the seventh day,
bakikola emirundi musanvu.
They did it 7 times.
Ne bayingira mu double portion y'omwoyo mutukuvu obujjuvu.
Double portion of Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Wana gamba nti bakabona abantu batuuka.
I told you the priest reached a time.
Tubakwa sekonde
eriyokubi. And we handed to them the second trumpet.
Olw'okuduumira double portion.
For commanding double portion.
Tubakwa eriyokusatu.
And we handed them the third.
Olw'okuduumira triple portion.
For commanding triple portion.
Bwabaka bono ali presenting omoyo wa magezi
ku. This represents spirit of wisdom on the earth. It means
abayi nokuba ne kondere kondere ngasa.
You must have like 3 trumpets.
Okutuko okubanga so dumira single portion
which that can command single portion of the spirit in its fullness.
That we talk about omoyo wa magezi mu.
When you speak of spirit of wisdom in the fullness.
Atenga asobana no mwinkulizinga muna yingira mu triple portion.
Can increase in
double portion.
In double portion.
Na yingira mu triple portion.
Enter in triple portion.
Wasukao.
When he exceeds there.
Abagenzi munga paka ku
is
7th portion.
Gone up to the 7th portion.
Okutuka kubuta pimibwa.
He went to reach that unlimited.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now you've seen here the Joshua chapter 6, verse 30 to 15. These 7 priests, they have the 7 trumpets of God. They commanded the entire host of God.
The
ministry is the Ark of the Covenant, where there is the Word of God. It is the Bible of today.
And
the priests commanded its movement. Remember, we move it in the spirit of wisdom to manifest wisdom in the Word of God. But when
we
reached verse 14, they say they had to march around the city 7 days. And the 14 and 15. Now on the 7th day, they marched 7 times. And they entered
in double portion,
of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. If His spirit of wisdom
is
double portion of His fullness.
Amen.
And can move on other 7 times. Enter triple portion. Praise Jesus much. Let's read verse 16.
Joshua esule yomukaga nolinyirwa 10 na 6.
Joshua chapter 16, verse 16.
Okumulundi ogw'omusanvu bakabona bwe bakommonta engombe, Yoswa n'agamba abantu nti muleekaane kubanga Mukama abawadde ekibuga.
And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Yes. When they entered in double portion, the power was much. Remember here they were in fullness of the 7 spirits. And they multiplied it twice. What was there? They were doing signs. But what's done in the spiritual world is very major. The city walls began to fall off by themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
So I tell you what, that you as the teaching priest who is going to stand in this office in the group of those that God has called, because we are going to be seeing them, there are people,
yes,
not reach the level of teaching priest to represent, but again according to your gift, it falls in the spirit of wisdom. You have the gift of spirit of wisdom. Yes. You can be trained in that office still. Oh, fine. This is interesting.
kubanga bwe nsoma mbakoliso mbankulaba.
But when I read in the Corinthians, I see you. Mbankulaba
mbakoliso ekisooka 12.
First Corinthians chapter 12.
Omunana.
The verse 8.
Okay, katuve ku lw'omusanvu engeri
olw'omunana. Let's come from 7 to enter 8.
Abakolinso ekisoke sura ya 12 n'olunyirwa lwa musanvu.
First Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 7.
Naye buli muntu aweebwa okulagirwa kw'omwoyo olw'okugasa.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for profit. The Spirit has a way, gives it to you in that gift. Once be manifests. Now we can prepare you, though you've not yet become priests. Send you in the office of the priests to be prepared there. Become a priest representing. Let's say if it's the vision of spirit of wisdom. We see with the gift of wisdom.
Those
with gift of understanding. Then we send them in their divisions. And they are prepared there. This is amazing. Read me here, we see.
Abakolinso ekisoke sura ya 12 n'olinyoro omunana.
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 8.
Kubanga omulala omwoyo amuweesa ekigambo eky'amagezi, n'omulala aweebwa ekigambo eky'okutegeeranga ku bw'omwoyo oyo.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now we say, those we see they are concentrated. Sure.
The
gift of wisdom in the words. We can send them to these priests.
Will
present the spirit of wisdom on the word. They are prepared below him. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those with understanding,
division,
send them in the second division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The spirit of understanding of God. Who demonstrates the rhythm or the order or the principle of preaching and teaching the word of God. But when we finish, we go into him.
But
those known and we see them right when they enter in the church.
Department is okay.
First department of God is even the government on the earth.
We see them
in unit of the Holy Spirit and the half gift of spirit of wisdom.
Department,
the second department of deacons and bishops, we still see them. Sure. And they pass. The
department,
third department of judges,
still we see the
wisdom on the word in the laws. And we look to them
in the
department of elders of the church of God,
the
spirit of wisdom in the word of God. Yes. And we see them in the singers and they demonstrate wisdom in the
department,
department of brothers and musicians. And we see them in the teaching priests. And all through, they are in wisdom that we are not twisting. We do not want stories. Man. And we see them in
the
department of the angels.
And
still does not allow you to
read scriptures
explain which interprets. And we reach them here, and we just send them there.
Though
they may not have already become priests to stand there, but the other gift
comes,
make room for them to be pushed here, and they are prepared there. Are we together?
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much. But
this you see, they are very strict.
The
Bible speaks of them, he says, do not allow you to speak enticing words.
Yet
they want when they are in the wisdom of God. Yes. The Apostle Paul.
Let's
read them in the First Corinthians chapter 2.
Start
from verse 3. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 3.
Nange naberanga namwe mu bunafu nemukutya nemukukankana okunji.
And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
Olinyoro kuna.
Verse 4.
Nechigambo kyange nti nechigambo kyange nokumulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambe byamagezi ebisenda senda. Wabula mukutegeeza okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
And my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Olinyoro kutano.
Verse 5.
Okukkiriza kwammwe kulemenga okubeeranga mu magezi g'abantu wabula mu maanyi ga Katonda.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. They are right there.
They
don't allow church to be enticing words. Now to say, this first division of Holy Spirit and His fullness, the Spirit of wisdom of God, demonstrates wisdom in the Word of God,
interpret
the Word of God, to explain it, you do not twist the meaning. You don't subtract, you don't add in it. Don't allow words enticing church, those vain words, they are in the wisdom of men. Lest your faith
rest
in the wisdom of men. If you reach in heaven, what we
are
told we are of humans, they are not there. But can you even dare reach there? All in hell, you understand that my God
receiving
me things in human wisdom. So you register yourselves in God's heavenly government on the earth, as all the departments are, even its divisions. Register yourself, time is up. Have you begun? Where are you going to work?
I think
you choose out like 4-5 visions. You give us reasons for that.
In
departments 5 to 8. Yes.
Except
this one, I feel I can handle them. Yes. I feel I can handle here.
So you can department in a division.
Pick up the department and what divisions you feel in you.
You
study for a reason to profit. Now, don't you see these ones?
Going
to work in the department of Holy Spirit. In the Holy Church of God on the earth. In the first division of Holy Spirit in His fullness. Spirit of wisdom in the Word of God. And He knows it.
We have
to demonstrate wisdom in the Word.
When
we are ready to interpret and to explain. And not twisting meaning. Adding in it.
Hey.
Have you seen? Church is going to appear very smart. Enticing words.
They
will stand and stop you. And you'll be very surprised. Church, there is an army like this.
That,
yes, we are in the army. Christ Jesus, our master.
It,
no one is visited in the army.
Minds
interfere with affairs of this world. They please their master. Why tell us entitling those the world it were in the army of heaven? But in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, they are
moved.
Don't allow you join the spiritual things. As you bring in stories, this king said like this. He said, what is he equal with God? First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
Moyo gwansi wabula omwoyo guva eri Katonda tuyoke tutegeere nga Katonda byatuwa obuwa.
Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 13.
N'okwogera twogera ebyo si mu bigambo amagezi g'abantu bye gayigiriza wabula omwoyo byayigiriza bwe tugeraageranya eby'omwoyo n'eby'omwoyo.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which not in words, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with the spiritual. Yes. The comparison is spiritual with the spiritual.
Push
in the spirit of understanding. Sure. He said, not. We understand what God freely gives us, don't entice us in those. Put there the earthly things in it.
Said,
use them as his commands are. Give us use in this life, in serving him, and then move it to understand him.
Not
where you persuade us on those issues.
As
they created in heaven, he put there every goodness.
They directed
we to go back to heaven, what we can do.
We
don't need to entice us in that way. As you see, church entice you in things which are not worthy. They are comparing the spiritual things with the spiritual. Scripture upon the scripture. In John chapter 6, verse 63, words I say to you, they are spirits.
Now we want
things, and they are spiritual, they are of the scriptures.
When
we include things of the world, we say, those of the world, they say, we put it in the world. And the kings of the world, they say like this.
That's
John 6, verse 63, you write it down, you will read it. Yes. We compare spiritual with the spiritual things. Those are scriptures. If we bring in anything come from people of the world, we tell you,
Act 17,
that is what he said. Those of your poets, they say, I see. That we're children of the Most High. We quote those in the world, but not enter them in the scriptures.
Wow.
Let's read in the Acts.
Ebikolwa abatume sura ya 17 n'olunyiriri lwabiri munana.
Acts chapter 17 verse 28.
Kubanga mwoyo tubabalamu tutambula tubeerawo. Era ngabamu abewamwe abayiya bwe bagamba nti
for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also as your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. These poets, still they say, we don't enter them in the Bible and the word of God. And we compare them spiritually with the poets. That God said, this king also spoke about it. Not like that. No.
If
it kings of
God,
examples coming from the world, they remain out in the world. He
said,
as some of your poets, how they say,
they
are offsprings of him.
So, one example is
examples when they are brought in coming from the world. Don't enter them direct in the scriptures. Just as they see it out in the world.
Amen.
Have we agreed very well?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So,
in that way, these priests,
I know presenting about Kabona,
as represent priests responsible manifest wisdom in the word of God, all those he must be knowing them very well. As the first trumpet to commanding single portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, if his spirit of wisdom manifests in his fullness
and
interprets everything in the Bible,
we
can be given the second trumpet
and
command the double portion of the spirit of wisdom. Praise Jesus, man.
So he can
be given the second trumpet, write it down, commanding the portion of spirit of wisdom in his fullness. Yes. But when
we
read in the Kings, Prophet Elisha, he asked for the double portion of the spirit was upon the prophet Elijah. We know it was upon him in the fullness of the seven spirits.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri. Basekabaka ekyokubiri sura yokubiri. Noli nyi olusoka.
2 Kings chapter 2 from verse.
Atunguke mwenyezi.
From verse 8.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri sura yokubiri. Noli nyi olwomunana.
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 8.
Aweria na dira omunagiro gwe naguzinga wamu nakuba amazzi nebawulibwamu eruyi n'eruyi n'okuyita nebayita bombi ku lukalu.
And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and struck the waters, and they were divided here and there, so that they both went over on dry ground.
Olinyoromwenda.
Verse 9.
Awo lwatuuka bwe baamala okusomoka, Eriya n'agamba Erisa nti, saba kyennaakukolera nga sinnaba kuggibwako. Erisa n'ayogera nti, nkwegayiridde, emigabo ebiri egy'omwoyo gwo gibeere ku nze.
And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away from you. And Elisha said, I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Yes.
Asobola okusaba double portion.
He can ask double portion. For the spirit in his fullness.
With
rich spirit of wisdom.
And he said,
I want double portion of spirit of wisdom.
He is
going to do great things concerning even foundations of the earth. Foundation of the heavens and the earth.
Back on
the real spirit who spread on the many waters in Genesis. And he created heavens and the earth. Who worked in the double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because in Genesis chapter
1,
verse 1 and
2,
the Spirit was there and spread.
Yes.
On the many waters. And
it
was commanded to create. Let us read we here. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
In the
beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Verse 2. The earth was without form
and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes.
You
see that the Holy Spirit was there in the beginning. As God created heavens and earth,
spread
on the depth of the waters. But there he was there in double portion. For in the single portion,
he is
just in interpreting the words of God. Interpreting explaining the Holy Scriptures. But in the time we enter double portion, it involves creation. And you find those without legs have to be given legs that they walk.
The
angels led by spirit of wisdom, the Michael, they intervene and work physically. It has involved creation. Wisdom increases in nations. People create their amazing things which profit the world. But those it's been long we saw them. Yes. As we
see
the Psalms 104 verse 30. Yes. He sent the spirit they are created. As long as we enter in double portion, it is involving creation.
These,
I don't have eyes.
We shall reach,
just touch in the dust.
And
the creation will happen of the new eyes. That's why they have not been present there. For a reason. They don't know how the Spirit works in His portions. But not to us.
God
called us, tell us safe words before He begins to work.
Amen.
Call the prophets, tell them what He is going to do. Let's read in the Psalms.
Zaburi esula ya chikumi munya noli nyoro asatu.
Psalms 104 verse 30.
Otuma omoyo go nebitonde bwa. Ero furobu jia amasoge taka.
You send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. Yes. Now they have gone into creation. Now, spirit of wisdom when he enters in creation. Going to the whole of foundational things. If
it,
human leg it was amputated.
Its
foundation is within him. Yes. Upon that he builds. He builds on a new leg. Wake up the other day, you have another leg.
Amen.
Yes. Foundation of the bones and the human cells. They are still there. And the bones can grow if they have got an ability. Yes. The mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival. There is something it means. That's why it says put an entire department on this earth of the Holy Spirit. Those responsible to see that it works. Yes. When you read in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19,
and 20,
he says this. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19.
Mukama yassawo emisingi gy'ensi n'amagezi. Yanyweze eggulu n'okutegeera.
The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding has He established the heavens. Yes. The spirit of wisdom is of foundations. Understanding is to manifest the joints up this and that. Little here and little there. And what we are going into, they are great things.
Amazing.
Spirit of wisdom will enter double portion. Where upon it we see is begun.
First
gets bones of all the lame, joins them up.
It
begins to grow things which have
got them.
They cut off the ear of Jesus, pick it back onto the head.
Amen.
Their things have gone far. That's why you see. We've been bad law.
Just single portion of
spirit of wisdom. Just to interpret the words. It's not there. Now this one. In double portion. We cannot go there. This comes to foundations of creation.
Miracles.
Miracles.
Wonders.
Wonders.
Miracles.
You are a lamb. The legs are old. The legs are old. But a wonder. It's off.
You just sit as a wonder.
You remember?
Isaiah 29:14.
Do a marvelous work. A miracle. And a wonder. There has to be wonders involved.
We know Kwamu's alien acts.
Alien acts.
That I know Sindika person.
Send that portion.
Mighty move.
Okutambulo kwa manyi mumanyi.
Amina.
Okutambulo kwa manyi
mumanyi.
Triple.
Sure.
This is triple.
Proclaim
a prophet Benny.
Mighty.
Kwa manyi.
Mighty.
Omwa manyi mumanyi. Oh, fine. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Ay, 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 ay.
He's going to
lay
foundations of things.
You
see miracles and wonders.
Miracles
at the beginning. A lame as a leg. It got broken perhaps.
But on
the wonder, as not like it has grown. Yes. That's why he's taken up declaring that work.
Say
in Isaiah 29:14. Behold, I do a work in your days, a miracle and a wonder. Isaiah 28:22. And you see it, you will see the work. Spirit of wisdom, I'm going to take along one responsible and foundational things. All the rest we have to study, all the other six spirits. Most I explained the next spirits, I will not explain them much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Have you seen well? Now, in the same way, this teaching priest, responsible the priest to manifest the wisdom in the world, still he can be given the third trumpet and the command double portion, triple portion. Yes. And you tell me command triple portion, it brings God himself. The Father and the Son. Now is the real wisdom. Jesus is the wisdom, is presence. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as three witnesses, they intervene. He cometh into triple. And the three is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wow.
Let me speak of triple with God, with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Themselves have to involve the wisdom, the only wise God,
in His present,
working much, exceeding things. Amen. You know, in the first John chapter 5, in the verse
3,
verse 7,
King James version,
in the King James Version, they say there are three witnesses in heaven. This is the one responsible in the triple portion. Let us read, we see.
First
John chapter 5, verse 7.
Kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu muguru. Kitaffe kigambo n'omwoyo omutukuvu ne bano bakanya mu omu.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Yes.
Enter
what we call triple portion. It brings God Himself. Either the Father, or the Son, or the Holy Spirit Himself. Yes. Yes. What you see in Matthew chapter 28? Yes. Verse 19.
And
again, made nations disciples, they entered the name of Father. Then he is on the earth. When we reach there, yet we have to reach there. For the proclamation is
Maite.
Okutambula okwamanyi mu manyi.
Okw'omwoyo
omutukuvu.
Mighty of the Holy Spirit, revival and season.
Holy Spirit, revival and season. It is three times. That's what was proclaimed. If you hear words, let's read, we see.
Matthew chapter 28,
verse 18.
Yesu najja nayogera nabo n'agamba nti mpeereddwa obuyinza bwonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19.
Kale mugende, mufula manga gonna abayigirizwa. Ngamba batizo kuingira muli nyada kitaffe. Nomwana, nomoyo mutukufu.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Olinyolwabiri.
If you hear a triple portion, in there is the Father himself, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Besides, is the Spirit of wisdom. For the only wise God, when we read in Jude, verse 25, then he is coming, him as wisdom. Christ as wisdom is coming.
Jude
chapter 1 verse 25.
Katonda omuyeka omugezi omulokozi wafe kubwa Yesu Kristo mkama wafe awewenge chitibwa obukulu n'amanyi n'obuyinza edda nedda n'emirembe ejitaligwao kakano n'emirembe ejitaligwao. Amina.
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Yes. Is the wise God. Triple portion is the one to come in.
Magezi.
Wisdom. In the first Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 downwards, he says Christ is the wisdom of God.
He's
going to come himself. We are in a triple portion now.
As
he evolved himself, there are no more that said the Holy Spirit just. God himself has to involve in those issues. Aaron is the work which these people who have been proclaimed about, those God has
served,
spoke to them what he is going to be doing, and he works with them. Let's read, we see.
1 Corinthians 1:24. Kristo manyi ga Katonda era magezi ga Katonda.
But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Yes.
But we ingira mutupo.
Yo magezi is the wisdom himself.
Manyi ni Katonda gwe moyo.
You know, go to is the Spirit.
Kati abazingu moyo gwa
Mungu. Come as the Spirit of wisdom. You've not read about him. You read about him. Yes. In John chapter 4, verse 24, God is the Spirit, the Father himself, Spirit to come as the Spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
And
when you read the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, our Lord is the Spirit. We speak of our Lord, come as the Spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, you've written them down.
Oh,
we are in the Spirit of wisdom himself. He flows. He listens to the interpretations. Have you written John chapter 4, verse 24? God is the Spirit. He can come and himself is the wisdom.
2
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Our Lord is the Spirit. Our Lord Jesus. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He took and come as Spirit of wisdom. So in the Proverbs 8, he said, I am wisdom. I have understanding.
Yeji. Yemagezi. Katuve kule 12.
Engere sura ya 8 noli nyule 12.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 12.
Nze magezi mfudo bukaba kaba okube nyumba yange. era nnoonya okumanya n'okuteesa.
I wisdom dwell with prudency and find out knowledge and discretion. Yes. He is the wisdom. He is the understanding. If any understanding comes there,
it
comes as understanding when it comes to triple portion. Yes. You read the verse 14, you see. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14.
Okutesa kwange, n'okumanya okutuufu. Nze ndi kutegeera, nina amaanyi.
Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Yes. Right there, it comes as understanding. When we move to the
division,
second division, the Holy Spirit in His fullness, Spirit of understanding of God. Yes. Have you understood them well? And when you reach there, because the Spirit of the Lord is not limited, we can go in the seventh portion. We pass through the quadruple. Yes. We pass through it up to the seventh. We reach with normal measure, unlimited. Yes. When we reach the seventh, then we are in Revelations. Revelation chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12.
It's,
you see those lamps and they are seven. We can go to the seventh portion. Fine. You okay?
Yes.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 11.
Ngakogera nti kyolaba wandika mu kitabo okiweereze kanisa omusanvu eri mu Efeso neri mu Sumuna neri mu Perugamo neri mu Suwatira neri mu Sadi neri mu Philadelphia neri mu Laodikia.
Saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in the book and send it unto the seven churches, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamum, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, unto Laodicea. Verse 12.
Nechuko kulabe dobozi eriyogera nangi, bwinachuka.
And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Yes.
Lampstand maker.
Seven.
Believe
that this is one. But seven of this kind, each with the spirit of wisdom upon it. And there are seven.
First,
if you have spirit of wisdom, that is single portion. The second, the spirit of wisdom, double portion.
The
spirit of wisdom, third portion, triple portion. Up to the fourth. Up to the seventh is upon that. Spirit of wisdom can stretch to seventh portion.
It
is the point to reach there. Now imagine, if in the triple portion, God has involved Himself in the force we are on what? There will begin the unlimited spirit. The spoken spirit of the Lord is restricted. We cease to say we are in this portion. Yes. We are in Micah. Micah chapter 2, verse 7.
Kiryogerwa gwe nyumba ya Yakobo nti omwoyo gwa Mukama gufunze bino bye bikolwa bye ebigambo byange tebiwomera oyo atambula mu bugolokofu.
Oh, you that are named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord restricted? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walks uprightly? Yes.
Kiryogerwa nti omwoyo gwa Mukama gufunze.
Spoken the spirit of the Lord is limited.
There
we move from seventh portion. God, that the spirit is not restricted.
The
wisdom, God who moves to the everlasting. Don't you think you have finished consuming the entire wisdom? Can enter double portion, triple, fourth portion,
fifth, sixth,
seventh. And begins with stop counting. We are unlimited. With no more measure. John. With no more measure. Now we no more measure of the Spirit. He just works in the foundations we have saw of the wisdom in the world. John chapter 3 verse 34.
Kubanga Katonda guyatuma ayogere ebigambo bya Katonda. Kubanga bwagaba omwoyo tamugerera.
For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him. Yes.
The preaching
is a spirit of wisdom.
Single portion.
We just interpret the scriptures. He enters double portion.
And
foundations of things.
Can reveal
foundation of all things in the entire heavens and earth.
Which
work amazing miracles.
In
wisdom within the word of God.
We enter
in the triple portion, which brings the only wise God in all issues. When we move from there, being told we can enter fourth portion,
fifth portion, sixth portion, seventh portion,
as in Revelation 1 we have seen. Start verse 10 up to 12.
We no
more count any portion.
Then.
We no more restrict the Spirit of the Lord. As I say in Micah, you read Micah 2. Verse 7. Yes. We no more restrict him. We no more measure there. As
they
say in John chapter 3, verse 34. When we move from there, we enter in Revelation. God, the Lord God omnipotent. He is omnipotent in wisdom.
And
he can do whatever he feels. That is the God whom we indeed worship.
You cannot
wake up and you say he got restricted in wisdom. No. Even understanding. Even counsel. Not the power. Even knowledge. Even to bring things of fear of him. Even if to bring his glory in the Spirit of the Lord and make his glory in any way. That's why he said never give it to another. But church has moved in many things in the English language, in the Bible of King James Version, Revelations 19 verse 6. He shows the Lord God omnipotent. Revelation chapter 19 verse 6.
Hallelujah. Kubanga Katonda owamanyi agatakoma. Afuga.
And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of the mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Yes.
Katundu yu.
That God.
Wamanya geta kuma.
God omnipotent.
Power,
we first saw the spirit of wisdom. We have to go to that of understanding. We have to go to the spirit of counsel. We reach the spirit of might. We
have
to be the Lord God omnipotent.
It's
totally as the wisdom which is not limited.
The
Bible, it is called everlasting wisdom.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus much.
So,
prepare to register yourselves. That is what they call the first division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The Spirit of the wisdom of God. Who demonstrates the wisdom in the Word of God. Of interpreting and explaining the Word of God. And explains all things in the entire heavens, even all the earth, even the places of hell and the lake of fire, to explain all things, the entire new heavens and the new earth, those found above all the heavens,
enter
into the everlasting of God.
All
those you can hear, I can interpret them to reach that far. They are in the spirit of wisdom. Spirit of wisdom of God. That in the word. There is no research involved. There are some things you cannot dare research about.
And it is
humbly in the Proverbs 1:23 that accept my reproofs. I pour my spirit on you. It will cause you to understand my words. And day of tomorrow, you come early. You come very early.
To some division, we have to
handle two divisions tomorrow. Division of spirit of understanding.
Division
of spirit of counsel of God.
At
least the foundation we've laid here.
He
says you to understand the rest. If you understood, double portion is like this.
Triple portion is
like this. Fourth portion,
fifth,
sixth,
seventh
portion.
Unlimited.
One who is not measured up to the everlasting. Yes.
Means
that I may not repeat it with how it is.
Division is cigarette.
Visions, meaning you will know how it happens.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus
much.
We want to go to worship God. Yes. You cover your book. Yes.
We
are going to worship God. Given us wisdom and understanding,
He
passed through to heal now. Yes. Wisdom which in the priest is brought it, that in the word.
We need a
portion to heal.
Amen.
Works wonders
and
miracles.
He
healed HIV.
He
heals cancer.
No
form of sicknesses. When we
hit
a triple portion,
himself
he meets you.
He
touch foundations of your life, of your body and the spiritual life. Yes.
Amen.
You first cover up your book. Stand up on your feet. We first thank him for teaching. And we thank you for tithes and offerings. And we give.
Yes.
Until we've left here. Then I'll leave this pulpit. Let us thank him. Father Almighty,
we
move to glorify you.
We
give you glory and honor. You teach us to profit.
And
you show us the way you have to go. And you lead us. As you promised before. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. We give you glory and honor.
We
thank you, O King of Kings.
We
read of you in Job, chapter 36, verse 22. A mighty O God, no teacher, who is like you, King of Kings, taught us well
in
the wisdom in the world, which brings and explaining, which interprets very well, which that come from
where
what? No twisting meaning, it's not subtracting, neither adding names.
That
can be in your faith.
For
it is written in the 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 4 up to 5.
agala kuyigiriza
mumagezi
g'abantu begayigiriza
sikulwa
ngaokkiriza kw'abaanabo
kubeera
mumagezi g'abantuye mumagezi agali mu kigambo otuyigiririza ayi mukama oyimusa eddoboozi lyo ogende mumaaso okumwebasa omugayi mukama ndabye okuyigirizaako okukulu era okusukkiridde ennyo ndabidde ddala nga mukama waffe yesu omuyigiriza omukulu ali mumasekkati gaffu kubanga bwe yaleka atulagidde
omatayo
essula abirimu omunaana
onyole
kkumi n'omunaana paka olwabi yatugamba
tufuula
amanga gonna abayigiriza nga tubayigiriza ne byonna bye yatulagira kubanga ali wamu naffe okutuuka enkomerero laba omuyigiriza yesu atuyigiriza bulungi era tusiŋŋanya omuyigiriza omwoyo omutukuvu ku lusozi lw'ennyumba yo n'ekisuubizo ekiri mu yokaana essula ekkumi n'ennya abiri mukaaga wagamba nti omwoyo bw'alijja alituyigiriza byonna n'atujjukiza ne byonna atukoze bulungi ne leero weebale ayi kitaffe weebale mukama waffe yesu weebale omwoyo omutukuvu tukundiza ekitibwa n'ettendo owange mwebaze toyinza kuleka kumwebaza kubanga amagezi g'ofunye leero singa gabadde gakubula wandigaguze otya wandikoze otya naye yagamba bw'osiŋŋaana amagezi ogagulanga naye twali tetulina ssente ziyinza kumala n'atugamba mujje mugula awatali bigula weewaawo twazze ffe twazze tuguze awatali bigula mukama tukundiza ekitibwa n'ettendo watutegeeza matayo essula ey'ekkumi ogera omusana n'omunaana nitwawoba buwa naffe tuwe buwa okoze bulungi ayi mukama bwe yategeka olugendo lw'eggulu n'oyigiriza amagezi agali mu kigambo nga gano gwe wategeka ate gwoteeseteese ffe gwowaludde ffe n'otuleeta mu kuteesaako era tutuuse awali kristo wo era tutuuse lwa maanyi ga mwoyo omutukuvu era tuyigiriziddwa lwa mwoyo omutukuvu tuwulidde mu ngeri essula esooka abiri mu ssatu osose tufukako omwoyo omutukuvu atuleeta otutegeera ebigambo byo obadde ggwe era ojja kuba ggwe oli ggwe era olibeera ggwe ayi katonda omuyiza ebintu byonna kitaffe waggulu waggulu nga bwe tukusomako mu beefeeza essula ey'okuna otoola omukaaga oli ggwe ayi yesu asinzira mu ggulu ery'okusatu nga bwe tukusomako mubakolinso ekyokubiri essula ekkumi n'abbiri n'olusooka paka olw'okuna era oli ggwe omwoyo omutukuvu abuna wonna nga bwe tukusomako mu zabbuli ya kikumi kkumi na mwenda olunyiri zabbuli ya 19 olunyi olw'omusanvu paka olw'ekkumi weebale nnyo weebale kitaffe bamalayika bo batukoze obulungi okuli malayika gabudyeri atutegeeza ebyawandiikwa ebyamazima nga bwe tumusomako mu daniyeri essula ekkumi onyola ekkumi n'omwenda paka abiri mu lumu weebaze mukama waliwo ne bamalayika abaddeyo okulwana ebyembijire matulumba malayika mayiko malayika badoni ow'enjege bamalayika b'omuliro babadde mu mulimu waliwo bamalayika b'okuteesa babadde mu kugaziya memore yo babadde mu kuteekateeka nga bakujjanjaba omutwe ogubadde guluma babadde mu kuteekateeka byonaalya byonanywa babadde mu kuteekateeka ennyumba yo n'ettaka lyo kwenda bw'osoma obwakabaka bwa katonda n'obutuukirivu bayinza okwongerako ebyo bye yasuubiza wabaddewo omulimu gw'amaanyi saaviisi ng'egenda mu maaso wabaddewo okukola nga kwakitalo ddala ogenda kulaba n'amaaso go g'omubiri okulabe n'amaaso gaag'omwoyo ogenda kulaba ebikulu bya katonda n'amaaso gaag'omubiri n'ag'omwoyo nga geetegerereza ddala nga galabira ddala okukola kwa katonda okusukkulumye mu nnaku zaffe mu biro byaffe mu nnaku zaffe mukama weebale mu nnaku zaffe mwokoledde ebyamagero ebyewungisa weebale tetubaddeeko ntandikwa yakutegeera kubanga teyali jjajjange teyali kitange teyalikoze omusingi gw'okutegeera nga siriko ntandikwa onkozenga kyamagero mu nsi onnonze nga siriko ntandikwa ontandisemu omulimu nga siriko yali atandise obadde gwe mukama obadde gwe kabaka bwa kabaka tukuliza ekitiibwa tukuwa amatendo weebale kitaffe weebale kitaffe omukulu weebale yesu omuzabibu ogw'amazima weebale omwoyo omutukuvu obadde gwe era oli gwe era oliba gwe pakanga otuzezaayo muggulu tukujjukira buli kiro n'emisana nga tusoma baruumi esula omunaana nyola ekkumi n'ennya tabakulema omwoyo wa katonda ne baana ba katonda olimala tutuusa muggulu ne tusigaza kwebaza naye ne tuli kwerabira nti olinaffe ennaku zonna watumibwa mikoabatume esula eryeyokusatu olunyolwo esula ey'okubiri olw'okusatu n'okukeera olinaffe n'okutuuka leero kubanga kyakutegeezebwako Yohane sureri yekuminenja
ore kuminomusamu
jibuorija
obere
mufwe
obere
jetuli emirembe na emirembe na fatui na kujukira
emirembe
na emirembe wevaro moyo mutuku
thank you Holy Spirit
wevaro mwemwe na marika babu
kama you angels of God
abatu kirizo chikiragiro
che to commandment
of God namuri dobo zile chikambo che
emirembe
binje bawere dua okujo kutuweresha
mungari
zona wevaro kuririsha
eramu
kore
jetuli
tulabe na masa
kwa mubi
tutuke no kuraba
emusayo moyo ai
kabaka
kabaka
natula be mini mujaka tondo na masa kwa mubi
na
kwa moyo atendereze bwe agurumizibwe kubanga muchitabe cha mateka
yesureri
ya bimo mwenda abana bashi tabawe bwa maso garaba
ni
wankubade omutima ogutegera kubanga katonda akore ebikuru mubo ne batayiza kuraba na efe erat wadde omutima ogutegera atuwadde abatwa gauria atuwadde amaaso natugamba tugenda kuba tulaba n'amaaso gaffe n'ag'omubiri n'ag'omwoyo era tulibakuwulira
ebintu
byayingiza mu mitima gyaffe natwetaaga okubira bana amaaso gaffe
ag'omubiriwebale
mukama kubanga atugamba amaaso gaffe ga mukisa
galabye
bino byonna n'amatu gaffe gawulidde bino byonna tulibakulaba tulibakuwulira ebikulu by'okola mu nsi yonna
omulimu
guno
mu linnya
lya Yesu
mwana
wa Katonda
omulamu
era tukwebaza
olw'emu
ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo by'otuwadde ayi Katonda
afumuyize ebintu byonna
tusaba mukama osooke okukkiriza ffe olyokokkiriza ebiweebwayo
byaffe
kubanga mu lubereberye
esula
ey'okuna
wagaana
Kayini
n'ogaana
n'ekiweebwayo
kye
n'okkiriza Abeli okusooka n'olyokokkiriza ekiweebwayo
kye
otukkirize ayi mukama nga saddaaka enkulu nga bw'oyogera mu Baruumi esula ekkumi
n'ebiri
n'olusooka
pakulokusana
etuweeyo emibiri
gyaffe
saddaaka
ennamu
esiimibwa era ekkirizibwa gy'oli
atufaananyizibwa
mirembe gino
wabula
nga tukyesibwa okufuula amagezi gaffe
amajja
kwe kuweereza kwaffe okw'amagezi agali mu kigambo
kyo
twakyuse dda okuleka ensi ekokkirize ffe ayi mukama okusooka era okkirize n'ebiweebwayo
byaffe tulyoke
tulabe nga otwongerayongera omukisa
kuwasuubiza
mu Malaki esula ey'okusatu olunya olw'omunaana
akumi
nabbiri
tojja
kuba okugulawo ebituli by'eggulu enzigi z'eggulu ez'ensi
okufukirira
omukisa
gutubuleko
we tuguteeka
onenyeze
ddala n'omuli sitaani abadde aleeta ebizibu ebitwala by'otuwadde
nebitayinza
kumala mukama otunga ensawo zaffe kubanga mukagayi wagamba ensawo zibeeramu ebituli by'emitawaana egitwala ebyo byetuba tukuŋŋaanyiza saanyawo agalwadde agabadde gatwala ssente zaffe saanyawo emitawaana
egibadde
ginonyota ssente
nga
bafuna omusaala
baba
akagufuna
ekizibu
ne kigwa mukama galawo amakubo g'ebizibu galawo amakubo g'ebizibu
olyoka
otunga ebisawo ebituli ebadde mu nsawo zaffe ebadde ku akawunti zaffe bireme okuddamu okubeerawo tufunenga ebimala era ebimalira ddala ennaku zonna ez'obulamu
bwaffe
olw'obuyinza bw'omwoyo
omutukufu
obwatuwedda bye twetaaga mulamu ono n'okukuweerezanga n'okwongera okutegeera ggwe
eyatuyita
oba ekiri mu Peetero ekyokubiri
esula
esooka
olunya olwokusa
weebale mukama
lwatukkiriza
okkiriza n'ebiweebwayo
byaffe
nga tufubye
ku lw'obuyinza
katuweeyo ayi mukama weebale
Yesu.